Use intrinsic motivators. Intrinsic motivators are psychological motivations that come from within an individual and relate to feelings of curiosity, pride in work, and satisfaction with work. They contrast with extrinsic motivators, which come from an outside source, such as the organization, in the form of rewards or punishments. Intrinsic motivators can be very powerful keys to individual happiness, far more so than extrinsic motivators, and typically provide more significant encouragement to adopt the desired behavior than extrinsic motivators can. Intrinsic employee motivation and rewards can take many forms, including stating the strategic vision in inspirational terms, creating opportunities to volunteer to be in a guiding coalition or a committee, creating a work atmosphere with sincerity, caring, and mutual respect, relying on promotion from within whenever possible. This is partly extrinsic, but security is the intrinsic reward. Making sure that employees' ideas and suggestions are valued, being flexible in the approach to people management in multicultural environments, sharing information with employees about financial performance, strategy, operational measures, market conditions, and competitors' actions. Sharing information might be considered a type of quick win for intrinsic motivation because it is easy to do and has a strong ROI. Some teams use giant billboards to advertise the project with pictures, key benefits, progress graphs, and so on. Regular electronic newsletters or virtual company meetings are also important. While other ways are also needed to help intrinsically motivate and inspire teams and extended stakeholders, keeping people in the loop is foundational. Intrinsic motivators that can be designed into transformation and change management as part of process and culture changes include the following: desire for meaningful work and contribution to success. Design jobs that people actually care about. Clearly show how the role contributes to organizational success. Desire to improve, learn, and grow. People desire to increase their knowledge and experience and to self-improve. In this way, personnel development plans and training opportunities can serve as intrinsic motivators. Desire for autonomy, responsibility, and trust. Providing these things increases employee engagement. This can take the form of simple things, such as allowing team members to have flexible hours or to decide to be fully remote employees, as well as larger culture changes, such as employee involvement and empowerment. Using employee involvement and empowerment as motivators. Two powerful intrinsic motivators are employee involvement and employee empowerment. Employees who are engaged and involved in a process are also more likely to support a change. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines employee involvement and empowerment as follows. Employee involvement, EI, the concept of using the experience, creative energy, and intelligence of all employees by treating them with respect, keeping them informed, and including them in their ideas and decision-making processes appropriate to their areas of expertise. Employee involvement focuses on quality and productivity improvements. Employee empowerment, the practice of giving non-managerial employees the responsibility and the power to make decisions regarding their jobs or tasks. It is associated with the practice of transfer of managerial responsibility to the employee. Empowerment allows the employee to take on responsibility for tasks normally associated with staff specialists. Examples include allowing the employee to make scheduling, quality process design, or purchasing decisions. Everyone has a new role in this culture. Executives set the tone and create a culture of ongoing change readiness. Managers provide coaching and training and ensure that new methods are implemented correctly and are sustained over time. Workers view their jobs as not only getting assigned tasks done, but also improving the tasks themselves, doing preventive maintenance, or eliminating unnecessary steps. The empowerment and responsible delegation mentality moves from "I say" and "you do" to "what do you think." While this can be a motivating factor for employees, managers still need to carefully explain expectations so that employees know what results need to be achieved. After the manager determines how much responsibility a given individual will be able to handle and still thrive, they give that worker the right amount of power and responsibility over areas in which the worker has expertise. Small teams of workers remain accountable for achieving results, but do not need prior approval to plan and implement incremental improvements. Empowered employees tend to be better workers because they take ownership over their work and gain a sense of meaning from the autonomy that independent decision-making provides. Empowerment can also reduce frustration because employees can omit steps that add no value. Since other employees are likewise involved and empowered, any negative side effects of a change are noticed quickly and further adjustments can be made. Managers have more time to add value in other ways, such as analyzing results or providing coaching.